This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.
KC2KOO Mobile. KC2KOO, this is 82HW. Good morning, Dave, and happy birthday. Good morning, Mr. Tom. Happy on day 30, you do. What's a good word, buddy? What's on the agenda today?
In South Wales, and why?
Yeah, that sounds like a nice opportunity for you guys, and I guess the same thing for a quite their margin. So, sitting in the seat of the instructor, sitting in the seat of the meeting room, the pay is still the same. So, enjoy the ride. It's going to be a nice day for traveling.
Well, that is, bud. That's the whole thing, you know. Just rolling along. We got a back race on. The back on a little bit touchy, so we got the brake on. Need to at least stop a fuel along the way, so we'll get out, stretch our legs, and make a day of it, and yeah, hope we can negotiate some upgrade to a site that in desperate need. So other than that, we're just roaming along, man. It was another beautiful morning here, 59 degrees, sun is shining. Man, oh man, Tom, I can get used to this. But there is only somewhere we could go that it, you know, weather was like this completely year round. It's perfect.
That's San Diego, but that's in California. I don't know that I want to live in California.
The funny is, I was coming out of my mouth and thinking, well, I hear California is like that, but oh, you know what? There goes the work, buddy. You gonna be around?
Going anywhere until at least 8 o'clock. 82KOO from 82HW.
That's your number, buddy. 82HW, KC2KOO model.
This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.
WB2KAO, listening on 85.
Good morning, WB2KAO, 82HW.
Good morning, Tommy. 82HW, WB2KAO. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good to hear you.
What's the good weather? Another beautiful day.
Another beautiful day. We got, looks like some rain coming for the weekend, but we'll enjoy the day that we have in front of us today. You should have a nice afternoon at First Responder Park.
It looks beautiful.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah, fantastic.
What's your day looking like today? You're gonna have to head downtown. I guess they had to rescue some workers from the 22nd floor of a building. They were replacing a window, and the power went out. They had to go up. Get them. I saw that had happened, but I hadn't pursued any of the details. But I believe all is well. But they were, I believe they were stranded up there. That's got to be an ominous feeling.
They talked to one of the residents of the facility, and a fellow said, yeah, they were just hanging out in the baskets. Looked like it wasn't their first rodeo, though.
Well, that brings under pressure. Well, good for them.
for sure. Anyway, we had a nice get-together over at Hooligans to celebrate the oldest grandson's birthday and third oldest girlfriend. So,
yeah.
And Cheryl's sister is in Detroit, coming from Seattle, so that sounds like everything's on time for that arrival today.
Well, very nice with Hooligans. That's a good spot. I meet my friend Dave there for lunch on a semi-regular basis. Well, we meet in different places, but Hooligans has always been a positive. Cheryl's sister,
no, she flew Delta, the red eye from Seattle.
I'm not sure if there was another hop besides Detroit. We'll see about that. Ask her about that. But Cheryl said about a half hour ago that she's in Detroit. Her plane's supposed to get in here at 9:45.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, I wish the last leg. I wish safe travels for her on the last leg of her trip. And if you're going to fly, get up in an old first thing early. That way you don't have to deal with the accumulation of errors in the plane.
Roger on that. Yeah, Roger on that. You're fairly noisy into the repeater this morning. It's not you. It's just what it is. I'm copying. Okay, though. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, the Red Wings won in Lehigh Valley last night, 8-7 in 10 innings. And, you know, they are exciting. In any sport, you've got to be able to come back in games, and you've got to be able to win on the road. And, they were down, you know, they were down like 6-2, I think, at one point. They're just so impressive to listen to how they've been mounting their comebacks lately.
That is surely a good feeling, not only for the team, but for the fans as well. Knowing that they can win on the road, that they come back when they're down, they keep fighting, and when your team's winning, man, there's just no better feeling and enjoyment of that. So that's good. And what happened with the hockey game last night? I watched the first period, but then I had to go to bed because, well, it was bedtime, and I switched chairs.